Hello and welcome to the One Cool Tip Show for October 4th, 2015, Season 1, Episode 11. Our theme this week is Be Prepared, Don't Be Surprised. I'm Roger Mansfield, the host of the One Cool Tip Show. Welcome. If this is your first time listening to our show, thank you for joining us. And if you are a loyal returning listener, thank you and welcome back. Our show this week will cover cool tech news and highlight the cool tech tips that were posted out on www.onecooltip.com. Today we're going to cover cool tech tips including how to disable Wi-Fi Assist in iOS 9 to avoid a very nasty surprise. We'll tell you about how Google Keep app is now available for iPhones and iPads. Do you know that Taco Bell unveiled a new website and URL for online orders? We'll show you how to protect your privacy by remotely logging out of Facebook. And be prepared before your laptop is lost or stolen. It's a Where's My Laptop tip. How to set your start page in Microsoft Edge if you're using Windows 10. And finally, a look back at the top cool tips in September. We hope that you enjoy the show. We have a very cool One Cool Tip announcement this week. Be sure to check out the One Cool Tip page on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/onecooltip, and that's all one word. One Cool Tips are posted each day, and you can read, like, and share your favorite posts with your Facebook friends. Check it out.
This week in cool tech news.
This week there were two big tech news items. First, T-Mobile data breach. A massive data breach at Experian, one of the three major credit rating bureaus that companies use to conduct credit checks, has exposed the personal information of as many as 15 million T-Mobile customers. Experian said the incident is, quote, isolated, and is only limited to consumers who applied for T-Mobile services between September 1, 2013 and September 16, 2015. And apparently, quote, isolated means 2 years of stolen data. Now, the information exposed to hackers includes names, addresses, social security numbers, date of birth, and other various ID numbers, including passport, driver's license, or military identification numbers, according to Experian. Experian also said there is no evidence that the data has been used inappropriately. However, the Bureau is notifying individuals who may have been affected and is offering a 2-year membership for free credit monitoring and identity resolution services. If you are a T-Mobile customer and might be affected, T-Mobile has more information on their website about the breach. And their website is www.t-mobile.com. And next up, in an incredibly dumb move, Amazon stopped selling Apple TV and Google Chromecast streaming devices. Amazon says it will stop selling media streaming devices from Google and Apple that aren't compatible with its own video service, Prime Video. The web retailer told its marketplace sellers that it will stop selling the Apple TV and Google Chromecast devices since those devices don't, quote, interact well with Prime Video. No new listings for the products will be allowed, and posting of existing inventory will be removed October 29th of this year. Now, Roku's set-top device, Microsoft's Xbox, and Sony's PlayStation all work well with Amazon's video service, so they're not affected. But of course, Amazon sells its own device, Fire TV, and they've got two versions. They've got a box, and they've got the stick that just plugs into a HDMI port, and they both work with Prime Video. I have both. They are great products. Amazon has great service for just about anything. P- picking only products that work with its own services will just drive away customers to other merchants and limit the shopping experience. So this change by Amazon is really a dumb move. And that's the top tech news for the week.
Highlights of onecooltip.com.
Well, now we had a number of great cool tech tips that were posted out on One Cool Tip. So let's go through them. First, disable Wi-Fi Assist in iOS 9 to avoid a nasty surprise. A new feature in Apple's iOS 9 meant to help users get better performance can have very serious consequences for users with limited data plans. Wi-Fi Assist lets the iPhone switch to regular cellular data service when the Wi-Fi connection is poor. Now that sounds good, right? But it can be a disaster if you have a limited data plan and the phone switches over to cellular data during a heavy streaming, like watching a Netflix movie or listening to streaming music. The phone does not warn the user when it makes the switch. Now, what can you do about it? Well, users can disable the feature by going to Settings, then Cellular, and then scroll down to Wi-Fi Assist to toggle it on or off. Turn the feature off if you don't want to have a nasty data charge on your phone bill. You can learn more by going out and reading the tip at onecooltip.com. Now, our next tip is about a great service. It's called Google Keep. And finally, the Google Keep app is now available for iPhones and iPads. The new Apple iOS app comes 2 years after it's been available on the web and as an Android app. And now, Google Keep is very similar to Evernote. You can create notes, so you can add photos, you can create to-do lists, and it keeps everything synced across devices. So you can continue to add or edit from the web or from your device and have up-to-date information all synced online. It's a great service, and the new iOS version will allow more users to use Google Keep. Now, Taco Bell unveiled a new website and a very unique web address for online orders this week. It's Taco, TA.co. The new Taco site allows users to order online and then pick up their food at a local Taco Bell. The site joins the existing iPhone and Android mobile apps for online ordering of your favorite Taco Bell items. But there is more. And this is what's unique about this new Taco site. The new website lets you customize your order, something you can't currently do in the mobile app. So do you want extra tomatoes? Do you want onions? Do you want pico de gallo? Well, that's not a problem. You can add all types of different items to your tacos and your burritos and all your other specialty items. You just click your extras and then add it. And you can learn more with some screenshots out at onecooltip.com. Now, the next tip is very important for folks who use Facebook. Protect your privacy by remotely logging out of Facebook. You don't want to let others access your Facebook account because you forgot to log out. And it can happen from time to time. You forget to log out of Facebook at a computer. Maybe it's at work or home or at a friend's house. You can solve this problem by logging out of Facebook on another computer, phone, or tablet. And here's how you do it from a PC. On the Facebook homepage, click the top right-hand drop-down arrow. Then you click Settings, click Security in the left-hand column, and then you click Where you're logged in. You can review all the open sessions, so it will show you if you're logged in from phones or from computers. You select the one you want to end, and then click End Activity. And that's it, problem solved. Now, you can also log out from mobile devices like an iPhone or Android tablet, too. And that's just a little different. You select the More icon, and it's usually in the lower right-hand corner of the mobile app. Select Settings, scroll down if necessary, select Account Settings, select Security, and then select Active Sessions. And you can review all your open sessions, whether they're on a PC or a mobile. Select the one you want to end and click the X button. Now, this is a lot of instructions. You can get all the instructions for both logging out from a PC or from the mobile app out at onecooltip.com. Another issue that's important to a lot of mobile users, especially those who use laptops, is to be prepared before your laptop is lost or stolen. In other words, where's my laptop? Now, most people are familiar with how the location features of where's my iPhone and find my Android work, but where's my laptop? The key to ensuring a tracking system is installed before the laptop is lost or stolen. It's too late after the device is missing. There are a number of free and premium services available to track and lock a laptop, and we have two recommendations. First is Prey, and that's P-R-E-Y, and then the second is LoJack. So let's talk about Prey for a moment. Prey offers a free solution with a limit of 3 devices and 10 reports. It's a good basic service that will work for most people. In addition, Prey can also be installed on other devices such as iPhones and Androids. Premium personal plans that offer more devices and reports start at $5 per month. After the software is installed on a laptop, it can be listed as a device in the user's account. A quick click will show where it is or where it's last been seen. Devices can be locked to prevent access, and an alarm can be sounded. Prey offers a basic service that no laptop user should go without. So check that out. The web address is out on onecooltip.com. The second recommendation is a service called LoJack. Now, LoJack is well known for its vehicle tracking systems. Now, many car thieves have learned the hard way that when a car is protected with LoJack and it is disabled with police waiting to arrest them. Now, LoJack has licensed the name to Absolute for the laptop tracking. While there's no free service like Prey, LoJack offers a 30-day free trial. Premium plans begin at $39.99 a year for laptops, $29.99 a year for phones, and $29.99 for tablets. LoJack can track a device and lock it, including erasing the data. LoJack advertises that even if the device is reset to factory defaults, the LoJack software will remain to enable locking, erasing, and tracking. LoJack also advertises a guarantee, but like everything, read the fine print. Now, whether you use Prey or LoJack, don't wait until disaster strikes. And similar to up-to-date PC antivirus protection and regular data backups, prevention is the best medicine. So you should install a theft recovery system before it's too late. Another tip we had is how to set your start page in Microsoft Edge. And you might recall that Microsoft Edge is the new browser that's part of the Windows 10 operating system. It's a successor to Internet Explorer. Now, if you've been using Edge, you know that the default start page is a content that's powered by MSN page, and that's when you start up the new Edge browser. But you can change the startup page, and it's a little tricky to go do it, so we have the full instructions out at onecooltip.com. And so maybe you want to start your favorite page at Google, or as I do, at onecooltip.com. So it's easy to do. Here's how. You want to click the three-dot icon that's in the top right-hand corner of the Edge browser, select Settings, and then within Settings, you'll find Open With. And you have four choices there. Now, Start Page opens with just the Start Page and the Powered by MSN content. You can also choose a new tab page, so it opens with a new tab, and content is determined by the options in the choice box that's listed below, and you can choose top sites with suggested contents, just the top sites, or finally a blank page. Your third option is previous pages, and when you open up Edge, it will open up with the pages that were last used or last referenced when you closed Edge the last time. But here's the fourth option. You can set a specified page, and you do this by clicking a specified page or pages, and then you select the custom option and enter the web address of the page you'd like opened when you start. Now, for example, you could put in www.google.com, or as I do, www.onecooltip.com. And so Those detailed instructions are out at onecooltip.com, including screenshots, so you can just follow along. And if you want to change your start page and edge, we'll show you how you can do that. And finally, we took a look back at the cool tips in September. So we'll go quickly through these. They're all out on onecooltip.com. One is to try these two Gmail address hacks, and two clever Gmail address hacks let you mark your emails. You can customize your email address. And if you give these emails out, when you get unsolicited emails, you can see who gave them to you, or you can filter them, or you just know that, hey, this is an email that was sent to this particular company, and here it is coming back, so that you know how they got your email address. We talk again about the disabling the Wi-Fi assist. That was a very popular tip this month in September. Another one was requesting large files with Dropbox. And so we have a tip out there that lets you request large files, and rather than people sending them to you by email, they can upload them to your Dropbox account, and you'll have access to them without having to send or receive a large multi-gig or multi-meg file. So that's a cool tip. Another tip for those who use the Google Docs and other Google Online Office Suite software is that Google Docs has a new voice typing tool you can use, and you can let the power of Google do your typing for you. So check out that tip out at onecooltip.com. And then finally, we have an Excel tip, and it's a very quick one that a lot of people don't know about, and it's a quick tip on how to select the entire spreadsheet very quickly. And that's it for this week's One Cool Tip Show. Thank you for joining us. A big thank you for all of our podcast themes from podcastthemes.com, and of course, Dubious Legal Services from Dewey Cheatham. Check out the very cool tips at www.onecooltip.com. One Cool Tip is also on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Flipboard, the Apple News app, and Pinterest. The One Cool Tip Show can be found on demand on iTunes, Podomatic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, and Spreaker.com, as well as on the OneCoolTip.com website. As always, we appreciate you sharing and reviewing the One Cool Tip Show and visiting OneCoolTip.com. This is Roger Mansfield. Have a very cool week.